fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour. This is the Firearms Monday. We all look forward to our week on Monday, the 6th day of March. The proper tip today is to check all flashlights, check the batteries, check the battery chargers. It might be a good idea to, if you're not using a flashlight frequently, to keep the batteries out and the batteries and the flashlight in a Ziploc bag, whether it's in your backpack or the glove box of your car, wherever it might be, to prevent damage from batteries. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and advanced first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you'd like to order a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging or night vision. That phone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's March. We're into the third month of the year already, aren't we, sir?
Boy, time is just flying by, I got to tell you.
You know, an analogy you've given a lot of times is a number of hunters with centerfire rifles compared to the U.S. military. I mentioned some of this morning, and the fact that most people don't understand how small the U.S. Army really is in terms of men and, unfortunately, women in the combat arms, which would be infantry, armor, and artillery, which is 10%. We have in the U.S. Army 1,388,000 members in the U.S. Army. 10% are in the combat arms, armor, infantry, and artillery. That's 138,000, which would not fill up 2 average-sized football stadiums of 70,000 each, such as the Husky Stadium up in Washington State. 4 times the size of the New York City Police Department, by the way. 35,000 uniformed officers in the New York City Police Department with a badge and a gun. So the combat section of the U.S. Army is 4 times larger than the New York City Police Department. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of people for worldwide use, does it?
No, it's really not as big as people think. You know, the Chinese Army is much larger than ours as far as men carrying rifles, capable of carrying rifles. It's it's an interesting thing to look at the numbers. That's why I have long said, you know, I think Laura Logan said it best, you know, she said that they have to convince you to give up your arms because they know they can't defeat you if you don't. And that's an important thing to understand. The largest force in the world is the American gun owner. And it's not even a close call. You know, militaries run, a modern military runs with 4 to 7 logistical support people for every soldier in the field, depending on whose army you're talking about. Or whether you're talking about the Marine Corps versus the Army versus the Air Force kind of thing. An Air Force, the Navy, they have more logistical people versus the number of shooters. The Marine Corps and the Army have fewer logistical people for every shooter. But the bottom line is it's between 4 and 7 support people, cook, staff, truck drivers, mechanics. I mean, all these different jobs in our military, you know, there's over 100 MOSs. And so, and that means your job. An MOS is your job. If you look up, it's usually a 4-digit number in the American military. But the bottom line is we've got 444,000 active right now. And the rest are Guard and Reserve. And of that 444,000 active, less than 90,000 of them are actually shooters. 90,000 folks. Now, truth is, you take National Guard units, you got older guys, wiser guys, more educated guys, guys with more life experience. More than half of the Army, Reserve, and Guard units, they're on the citizen side. They're on the gun owner side. More than half. If you're talking about the Marine Corps, it's probably 80%, which is why they just eliminated the sniper MOS in the United States Marine Corps. Can you imagine that?
It is so wrong for so many reasons. I don't know if you know about it before this morning when I sent you that article, but it seems to fly the basic mission statement of the Marine Corps, doesn't it?
It really does. And so as you see these things done to weaken the United States and to weaken the U.S. military, you have to understand this is a coordinated attack to destroy the middle class, to destroy the upper middle class, to destroy the small businessmen, to gut our military. And this is going on everywhere, all over the place. They're going to use food as a weapon. I mean, it's tragic what the American people will sit back and take.
It is. It really is. Of course, a lot of it is going on without their knowledge or consent, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. The media is not talking about it. And this is a huge problem in this country right now. It's an absolutely huge problem that so many people are completely ignorant of what's actually going on. You know, the whole COVID gain of function thing, the virus, all that stuff, that was an attack on the U.S. military. But it wasn't just an attack from the virus standpoint. It was an attack from drug companies. It was a two-pronged attack. The first attack was to force as many soldiers to be injected as they possibly could because it causes heart problems and myocarditis, all kinds of nasty stuff, right?
Right.
But the second thing that it did, which is even more damaging long term, is it drove conservative men and women out of the military. And this was a huge thing. Because a conservative man or woman is someone paying attention, someone intelligent and logical and all of these things that we need in our military men, would not have been forced to take this bogus vaccine. The mRNA technology is a tragedy. And everybody that was paying attention knows that it never got FDA approval, like the media tried to tell people.
Well, which brings back to families. I don't know. Can you hear me, Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we had some glitches here. Which brings back to families need to take personal responsibility, don't they?
Well, part of the problem, John, well, you know what scripture says, my people perish for their lack of knowledge. Part of the problem is so many Americans either cheated their way through science class and history class, or they slept their way through science class and history class. If you have any basic science background at all, you would know that there's a huge difference between an emergency authorization and an FDA approval and FDA trials, which is the normal thing that happens with vaccines and drugs. And this is a problem. Our people are ignorant. Our people cannot think logically. Our people think emotionally. 90% of the men in this country have no spine, no cojones, no ability to think logically, and therefore they have no discernment. And when you have no discernment, you run and get those two experimental vaccines, and then you die of myocarditis, or you get cancer and you're gone within weeks. The whole thing is, it was an IQ test, John, and the American people failed. Remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and where did we end up? Because 100 million men in this country failed the IQ test.
Well, I like to remind people about the judge in France who denied payout of an insurance policy. A Frenchman died of complications from a COVID clot shot. And the insurance company refused to pay because of that. And the judge ruled that the deceased individual had access to knowledge that the clot shot could kill him, but he because he had access, unrestricted access to that knowledge, it was his fault that he died, not the fault of the of anything else, but his fault that he took something where he could have found out that the clot shot could kill him. That hasn't happened yet in this country, but I wouldn't be surprised if insurance companies started denying payment to people who died of the clot shot. How about you?
Oh, I absolutely think so. You know, I don't want to talk specifically about the case because I'm forbidden to as an expert witness, but I can just tell you that there are cases out there pending in the federal courts right now where a government actor, government agent, government employee, or a group of government employees killed an American citizen. And they committed crimes while doing so. Now, you can't bring that up if you're suing the government, because guess what? If you prove they committed crimes, then the government doesn't have to pay you. The way the system is rigged is that they absolve the government of responsibility. And then it becomes, because they committed crimes, so they use, the basic premise is, they use qualified immunity to keep you from suing and winning judgments. And if you prove they committed a crime, then it wasn't the government's fault, it was the person's fault, so you got to sue the person who has no money anyway. I mean, the whole thing is a giant racket. The system is completely rigged for no justice. And once you realize that, it's the beginning of you waking up as a human being in this country. Just the beginning.
Well said. Well said. Well, let's segue into some more firearms-related matters here. We occasionally talk about the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components. What changes, if any, in those two areas, sir?
Well, we have seen the shelves slowly build up steadily with ammo and primers and powder, and now it's going the other direction because of what's happening. So if you didn't use this little window to get ammo, or you don't go out and grab something here in the next few days, we're going to be right back to where we were a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
There's going to be nothing on the shelves. There's going to be nothing available. I mean, it is absolutely tragic what is going on.
Well, we have pretty hard numbers because of the NICS check on the number of new firearms, or firearms being sold by dealers, I should say. And records continue to be set in that area, don't they?
Yes, people are scared. What I find terribly interesting is the new gun owners. There's so many new gun owners, people that have never owned a gun before buying a gun. That's the best indication, you know, that people think this environment is about to become very insecure, is when you see the number of new gun purchasers go up. People that have never owned a gun before in their life, and they decide they probably ought to get one.
Well, I look at that as a good thing. The more honest, able Americans that own firearms, the better off we are, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I would, from a general sense, I would say yes, that's true. You know, hoarding ammo to a ridiculous degree is not helpful. You know, if you've got 15,000 rounds of rifle ammo and 5,000 rounds of pistol ammo and a couple thousand rounds of precision long-range ammo, you're probably per person in your home, per shooter in your home, you're probably in a pretty good spot. These wealthy men that have millions of rounds of ammo stockpiled, not necessarily a great idea for keeping America strong. America's stronger if the ammo is distributed amongst the populace than it is if one or two rich guys have it all sitting in their basement.
Well, I got a rich guy in my neighborhood I have breakfast with occasionally. He takes orders from the local guys. He drives his personal vehicle up to Alton, Illinois, to Winchester, fills the orders, brings it back, and delivers it to the guys' homes. How about that?
Well, case that's lights. Pretty cool.
Case lights.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
he, good.
And that's been he's been doing that for years. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty well known in the community, a community leader, great guy. And
well, that's a guy who understands the issue, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a wise man.
I sat next to him at a gun auction, and he has these very subtle notifications for the auctioneer that he's interested in bidding on a particular gun. I think he flips his little finger up to show he's bidding.
That's the guy who spent some time at some auctions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got a question or comment. This is Firearms Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we're into the presidential election cycle here, aren't we? Full force.
Yeah, and Trump just declared the era of woke government is over.
He did.
I don't know if you saw that.
I saw most of the speech, the closing speech at the PAC and CPAC. I saw most of it, and I was quite enthusiastic about it myself. And we shall see. I don't know who else in the Republican Party could possibly take his place. And if Joe Biden runs, I would be shocked. I would be absolutely shocked. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your vehicle with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses on their vehicles and their equipment. You can get those with a $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training on rifles and pistols and advanced first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, Freedom, excellent video that will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. Yes, it does. And, of course, telephone will be answered Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, I think the instructor's meeting will be this month, won't it, sir?
The instructor's meeting is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days from today.
Okay.
We will get everybody together and get a schedule started.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting the guys and having a cup of coffee and getting to know the new instructors. And it's going to be fun getting the new schedule together. And once the schedule's together, we can start scheduling classes and signing people up, can't we?
Yeah, this is the this is the most exciting time of year because you bring different guys in. You know, you keep some of the guys that are the best. One of the things that that someone taught me young as a businessman was that if you employ 100 people, every year you fire the worst 5% of your employees. You get them out, and sometimes the worst 10%. You get them out of your business. The people that don't perform, and they told me, you want to run a meritocracy. If you want a successful business, you get rid of the people that are dishonest. You get rid of the people that are unproductive if you've made multiple attempts to make them productive. Of course, you want to set employees up to succeed. You don't want them to fail. But you get rid of the lowest 5% of the performers in your organization, if not the lowest 10%. And you replace them with new blood. And the odds are that if you replace 10 people, that two of them will be good performers. And probably six of them will be average performers, and two of them will be poor performers. Well, now that means instead of having 10 slugs in your organization, you've only got two. And if you do that every year, it's not very long before you have a whole team of excellent performers. And that's what we've done at the Freedom Center. The instructors that don't produce the best numbers, the ones that produce the worst numbers, because we measure what the students do and how they perform, they go. They're gone, and we replace them with new people.
I got a follow-up.
It's an exciting time. Go ahead.
I got a follow-up on that. It's been, 21, 22 years ago the Department of Homeland Security was created. As many people know, the federal government know, it's almost impossible to fire a slug that works in your department, FBI, CIA, DEA, whatever it might be.
Right.
When the Department of Homeland Security was created, the department heads who wanted to get rid of the slugs and couldn't had a one-time opportunity to get rid of the slugs by transferring them to the Department of Homeland Security. So consequently, for the first 5-plus years of Homeland Security existence, it was almost non-functional because it was heavily populated by the slugs that had been discarded from all the other agencies. Were you aware of that?
not really. I mean, that's a really interesting – that explains a lot about my experience with the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was basically – it became non-functional because this is the way it is. When you have a GS rating in the federal government – it's almost impossible. I mean, you can show up for a man dressed as a woman and still not be fired. I mean, that's how bad it is. But it was once in a lifetime, once in a generation. There had not been an agency that large created since World War II. This massive agency, and it had to be populated with warm bodies from other agencies. And it was a great opportunity, and they took advantage of it to get rid of all the slugs and put them in Department of Homeland Security. Here's a bottom of the hour break. We have a caller on hold. Break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. On the 6th day of March, 1836, Colonel Davy Crockett died defending the Alamo along with all the others, defenders. Less than 200 defenders killed 600 Mexican soldiers that were attempting to defeat them. The Battle of the Alamo, which was in 1836. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. There is really a lot there, a lot of things that will help you understand the world that we live in. And, of course, products will help you also. Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite. I am proud to be a dealer of Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment. Liberated rocket heaters, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, believe it or not, 99.5% efficient according to EPA. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam, we had a couple of callers on hold. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Who are some likely running mates for Trump when he runs? And is it likely to be the governor of Florida?
Sam, you want to take that? Or you want me to handle it? You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're on mute.
John, I'm interested in your opinion. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, I saw a photograph this morning of Carrie Lake smiling arm in arm with President Trump. I think that would be a great ticket. I don't believe Ron DeSantis and President Trump could get along well enough. And Ron is working to duplicate himself in many of the other red states, by the way. And I would rather see him continue doing that. And maybe Senator Rand Paul might be a possibility. That's my two thoughts.
Well, I would honestly prefer if Rand Paul ran for president over Donald Trump and over Ron DeSantis. My parents are friends with Ron and his wife. My parents spent decades living in Florida. My dad's side of the family's from Florida. I have respect for Ron. I think he's a very good man. I think his wife is a good Christian woman. I don't think he's old enough, experienced enough, and mature enough. I don't think he's ready to be president. Having said that, and looking at Trump's position on gun control issues and human rights issues, I don't know that Trump would be a whole lot better than DeSantis. I think Trump would be economically. I think the smartest thing Trump could do is to pick a vice president that is very strong on the Constitution, because Trump is not strong on the Constitution. The other thing that Trump could do is to pick a running mate that is a true conservative, that has a lot of contacts and friends that are true conservatives. Like Amy Coney Barrett, the appointment that Trump made to the Supreme Court was a disaster. That woman, her decisions have been pathetic. That is not a conservative person. That's not a conservative judge making conservative decisions. And Trump has been an absolute tragedy when it comes to building a team of people to carry out his agenda. He filled his cabinet with people that stabbed him in the back. Terrible choices. One of them's actually running against him. I actually think that Ron DeSantis is probably the best choice that could happen. I think Senator Paul would be probably the best choice overall. Senator Paul ought to be chirping in the president's ear every minute of every day. Senator Paul is a huge defender of the Constitution of the United States and would make an outstanding vice president. Would I leave a sitting Senate seat to be vice president for Donald Trump? I don't think I would. So I'm not sure that's possible. But I think the likely person is going to be Ron DeSantis, because there's a lot of people in the Republican Party that would like to control the White House for 12 years. And if somehow Trump can win, which I don't think he can, but there's a lot of people that believe Trump can win, and if DeSantis is his running mate, Then DeSantis spends 4 years learning the ropes in Washington, D.C., and then runs for president and wins 8 years of the presidency as president. And so the Republicans control the White House for 12 years. And I think there's a lot of people that think that is logical and the best path to take. I don't agree, but, you know, that's what the discussion is amongst the powers that be in Washington, D.C. that run the Republican Party.
Okay. John, you got a follow-up question or comment before we move on?
I have a question about Ukraine and the apparent why there has been apparently the ineffectualness. Is this ineffectualness of the Russian army, in fact, a ruse? Is it real or is it a ruse that designed to get us into a situation where we are depleting the resources of our own military while they're building theirs up for a sledgehammer blow to take out Ukraine and then take out us after we've depleted ourselves? Is this a possibility?
No, their incompetence is real.
It's real.
It's real.
Why is Scott Ritter and others, why are they playing? Are they playing into their propaganda or their line and feeding it out to us?
Well, the American politicians that are making decisions about Ukraine have a lot to hide, including over 40 bioweapons labs, including human trafficking, and the kidnapping of thousands of children in Ukraine. I mean, they have a lot to hide. And so you're not going to get the truth about Ukraine at all. And when you see politicians making visits over there, you can be assured that they're giving, hand-delivering bank account numbers. So the vast majority of money given to Ukraine winds up in some bank accounts of politicians. It's a giant kickback scheme.
Is there any possibility of Russia destabilizing from it? I mean, there is sign of destabilization as it is, and people are running, or like, you know, there's more people running out of Russia than ever left for Canada, than we had leaving for Canada during Vietnam by orders of magnitude. What would be the implication of a destabilized Russia or a Russia going into some kind of SHTF scenario? What does that do?
Russia's, I don't know who's telling you Russia's destabilizing, but they now have their currency tied to gold, and they now have a lot of things that make them a hell of a lot more stable than the United States is economically. So,
okay. But how much longer last in these circumstances? And what
can
about
Russia
the,
last?
I mean,
is that your question, John? How much longer can Russia?
Russia, well, can they just hold out forever for this reason?
Yeah, Russia's not going anywhere, and Russia has China propping them up. Let me explain something to you. Ronald Reagan had a very wise strategy when it came to Iran and Iraq. We funded both sides of the war between Iraq and Iran. And we pimped those two countries to do battle against each other. And the strategy was, as long as they're fighting each other, they'll leave us alone. They'll be busy. And that's exactly what happened for a number of years. China is doing the exact same thing with the United States and Russia. They're getting us to go against each other so that we can weaken ourselves, and at some point China will just walk in and take over.
Or who are they going to try? They're already walking. They're already taking over a large part of Russia, I think, aren't they?
Well, they've already bought huge swaths of our industry. So the process is already in play. I mean, they have a very specific plan to weaken both Russia and the United States and take over the world. And this is not a private plan, by the way. There's nothing secret about it. It's published. It's in writing. You can read it if you want to. They have a 100-year plan, and they are executing that plan exquisitely.
They are. John, we appreciate your comments. We need to move on. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Wayne in Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, John, Sam. This is just basically a kind of a carryover from last hour, but I think it kind of applies here for Farmers Monday. You were talking about an EMP, seeing everything. You've got a running car, a running generator, all this stuff. I think that maybe while you're discussing that, it would be appropriate to tell people that that's only half the story. What are you going to do now? You're the only one with a running car, with a running generator. When people come to your door wanting your stuff, what are you prepared to do? And that's not a trivial question, really, because a few days, a day or two afterwards, one thing, when people haven't eaten for a week or two, they're not going to be very pleasant about coming to your door. They're going to demand you give them whatever they want. So anyway, just kind of throw that out there.
Okay.
John, he broke up. I didn't hear the question. Well, Can you restate his question?
His question had to do, what would be the consequences several days after an EMP when your home that's got EMP shield and a working generator has refrigeration and a way to cook meals and keep food from spoiling, and nobody in the neighborhood does? What would be the consequences when your neighbors start demanding what you've got? That's his question.
Well, you deal with them like you deal with any primary aggressor that tries to enter your home illegally or steal your stuff. You kill them. Okay? And here's the thing. You don't want to let it get to that point. So the way to handle that is with preparation. And that's not you stockpiling food for your neighbors in your house. But what will alleviate that pressure is if ahead of time the community puts a stockpile together so that if people run low on food, people that don't have a lot of money or that are poor and can't afford to stockpile a bunch of canned and freeze-dried food, is that they have a place to go. There's a community center where they can go to get food, because they would much rather go to the community center to get food than to get shot coming to your house. So you make that known ahead of time, and you do a little work ahead of time, and you can take pressure off your community for a month rather than a few days, which when people run out of food in 3 days, things get really dicey. People do really stupid stuff when they're hungry and stuff they wouldn't normally do. And if you look at history, you know, people are 3 days away from not eating. 3 days of not eating, they're 3 days away from fighting and attacking other people to get food. They're 3 weeks away from eating the people around them. This is a human behavioral fact. This is not fiction, lore, or some projection by Sam Andrews. This is a historical reality. And so pre-planning and having a community center stockpiled with food will take that type of pressure off you. It won't be 3 days. Maybe it'll be 3 weeks or a month, but it won't be 3 days. You'll have time to respond. The other thing is letting people know ahead of time that any aggression or any attempt at resources will catch you a bullet between the eyes. And that anything, any type of coercion will not be tolerated under any circumstances. So you're to get your house in order before there's a problem. Don't come knocking on my door to catch a bullet. And you let that be known. And those are the two most important things that you can do to A, help your neighbor, and B, avoid a violent circumstance over someone's panic that they can't get food. But it's a great question.
Okay. Wayne, anything else before we move on?
Oh, just to rephrase, it's really going to be a battle between your ears. You need to think about it before it happens, like Sam just explained. Don't wait till you have all these nice things, and then what are you going to do when somebody comes for them? That's the point. The people, it's most of these things is mental preparation more than physical preparation. But anyway, okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Top of the hour, let's get a farmer's tip of the week, sir.
Roger that.
Any more updates on new and fascinating things at the SHOT Show?
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about thermal. iRay's got a new product out. It's a longer-range thermal with a 35-millimeter lens that sells for a little right around $5,000. And so if you have a long gun and you can't afford the big expensive Alpha for $7,500 or whatever that is, you've now got a really good option with a 640 by 512 engine and a 5-year warranty. It's got a little bit smaller lens, doesn't gather quite as much signature, but it's still good to over 1,500 yards, so it'll work on most long-range guns.
Well, this company continues to be out in front of everything when it comes to new and better products, newer, smaller, better, and lower price, don't they?
They're kicking the world's butt, and I think we got a break.
We do. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
Play me Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Ah!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back. Well, Sam, are you ready to take ours for this new piece of thermal imaging equipment, sir? You're on mute there, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. Okay, looks like Sam's not back from the break yet. When he is, we'll get an update on what's going on with this new thermal imaging equipment. The whole area of technology involving thermal imaging has been phenomenal. I've been watching it mature over the years, where the equipment every few months, seems like every 6 to 8 months, is smaller, better, and less. So, Sam, are you ready to take ours on the new thermal imaging equipment, sir?
We are. I took two of them this week. It's a great product, and it's a great price. If you've got a longer range weapon, something that's not like an AR-15 type weapon, it is the ideal thing.
How's really, the size compare with the generation they had just before this one?
Well, the Micro is a different product. So the size it's more compact than the Alpha, but it's significantly larger than the Micro. So, like, I wouldn't put this on my AR-15, but I would certainly put it on a semi-auto sniper weapon system or anything up to and including like a 300 Win Mag. I would use this system for, as far as a bang for your buck, performance versus dollar. This thing is the best thing out there right now for anything that's medium, what we call medium range, which it to us is say 400 yards to 1200 yards.
Okay. Any other fascinating things from the SHOT Show that you can share with us?
Well, yeah, I think we covered most of the stuff that impressed me that was actually new last week. There wasn't near as much new technology this year. I don't know if it's because of COVID and all the other garbage, but there wasn't as much R&D and product development done this year. So we covered most of it, I think, last week. But I really like this new 35mm Mark I from iRay. I think for the money, it is just a fantastic product. And a lot of guys aren't trained to shoot past 1,200 yards anyway, so this thing will detect threats out past 1,500. It is more than adequate for that 400 to 1,200 yard range weapon system.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we have a trial coming up. Is there a date for the trial?
Not yet. Still waiting. The other side missed their meeting with the judge, and so it's kind of interesting. And so they were supposed to set the trial date last week, and they didn't show up. So we'll have to see.
The respondents showed up, your guys, and the judge's office, but the plaintiffs did not. That's not good for them. That's not good at all, especially if they had didn't give any advance warning. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.